Bill Owens, tell me about the continuing saga of what goes on the Canadian border, our biggest trading partners, and yet there's still problems, right?
Absolutely, Alan. Now, I want to start off by saying certainly this is a very positive relationship, and one that we're trying to make better. We're not so much focused, if you will, on the negative aspects, but what we're really trying to do is improve it so that it works better, both from the point of movement of goods and people, but also from the security angle, because we always have to have both of those things in mind as we take a look at the issues along the Canadian border.
Did we ever catch a guy coming in for nefarious reasons?
Absolutely. There's been several instances of that across the border. You know, we also know that in 9/11, some of the folks who did the most damage actually came to North America through Canada. So we have to be very careful. We have to be diligent up there. But at the same time, because it's our largest trading partner, we also have to be doing things that make sense, and we have to use the tools that we have available in their most efficient and practical way.
Okay, so what do you want to do up there?
Well, there's a number of things that we're trying to do. Just to give you a very small example, when an individual arrives at the Port of Montreal, for instance, and they want to import goods, and let's say some of the goods are going to Canada and some are going to the United States. Right now what happens is the goods get inspected and then delivered in Canada, and when they come to the U.S. border, they get inspected again. One of the things we're looking at is how can we reduce that to one inspection so that once the goods are inspected, they're inspected for both countries, and they move through commerce much more quickly and much more cheaply.
See, let me see if I get this straight. So that what you want is a single inspection station where both the United States and Canada can do the thing.
That's right. Now, it may be that in one location it would be just Canadian authorities. In another location, it might be just U.S. authorities. Mm-hmm. And in a third location, it may be joint. And that's some of the things we need to work out so that we make sure that we're getting compliance with the rules of both countries. Another area that we're looking at that fits very neatly into this process is a single portal for the filing of information. So let's say you're coming in and you have to have your goods approved by U.S. Customs, by Canadian Customs, by the Canadian equivalent of the FDA, and by the U.S. FDA. What we want to do is have a single entry where you will put all the data in, and it will go to the four agencies, and the four agencies will review it and then either clear it, reject it, or determine that it needs further inspection. But this will reduce the amount of time and energy spent in entering data and also speed up the process. So we're trying to do things that, if you will, take advantage of technology, which we clearly should be doing, and we want to make sure that we're complying with both Canadian and U.S. law.
Is there any resistance to this? I mean, in other words, usually when you have competing bureaucracies and jobs at stake and competing countries, somebody stands up and says, no, that's not good enough because we do it better than they do. You hearing any of that?
Sure. There's always some of that commentary going on. And so what we're trying to do is educate people to the process, reduce that level of concern, and make sure that we are also getting input from them so that they believe that they're having and are, in fact, having an impact on the process and getting a better product for us all.
Can you be specific as to where the resistance is coming from?
Well, I'll give you examples that we run into periodically. You may have a company that is manufacturing, and I'm just going to say, a widget in Canada, and it has to meet certain requirements in Canada, but maybe not the same requirements in the United States. So the producer in the United States may object to allowing those Canadian widgets in that don't meet the U.S. criteria. So what we're trying to do is to have those manufacturers of widgets talk to one another and reach a, if you will, an agreement as to what the specifications have to be for that widget. So again, we're engaging the people who are actually involved in the process in trying to solve the issue.
Wow. So when will we know whether this is all going to happen?
Well, I think it'll take several years for it to unfold. It will clearly unfold in stages. But to give you an example, the Canadian government announced about 2 weeks ago as part of their budget that they were allocating dollars to the Lacolle border crossing, which is immediately across from Champlain on 87, to improve their facilities so that, in fact, we are putting the two ports together so that they work more in tandem rather than separately. So that's a very good first step.
So who has something more to win or lose out of this? Is it really equal between the United States and Canada? Or, you know, they're putting $5 million in. Does that mean that they perceive that they're losing out because they don't have the right kind of operation going?
Well, clearly what they're trying to do is to stay competitive. We put about $120 million about 10 years ago into the coal, into the Champlain U.S. side crossing. They're trying to bring theirs up to speed, if you will. You know, they process 2,000 trucks a day through that border. It's a lot of traffic.
Can they really check and make sure that there's no, you know, terroristic activity? How the heck do they know, you know, that with 2,000 trucks a day that they're doing it right? I often wonder about that with the container ships that come in also.
Well, you know, they do a number of tests at the U.S.-Canadian border, checking the contents of the pallets. They also are very careful in terms of pre-screening so that they know where things are coming from.
Uh-huh.
They're applying technology and
what kind
cybersecurity.
Of what kind of technology do you think?
Well, clearly we are reaching out. So, for instance, if we know that a container is coming from a known terrorist country, that's going to get higher scrutiny than it might from England, as a for instance. They also narrow it down to the shipper itself, the shipper and receiver itself. So if it's someone who's recognized and has a long history of the movement of goods safely and securely, they're going to be subject to less scrutiny than someone who has no history.
So surely these guys, if you're a terrorist, you're smart enough to try to send it through England and then on to Canada as opposed to from Libya.
And that's certainly true. But one of the things that we also apply is, of course, cyber security, which means we're intercepting messages and tracking the movement of goods. That's the way in which they track down the bomb parcels that were put on commercial cargo, what, about 3 years ago, coming out of the Middle East. It is an integrated process of security that relies on a lot of sophisticated data accumulation and then data assessment.
I got it. So let me ask you a question. There you are. You're sitting up there on the border. This is very important to you, but it may not be as important to somebody from Kansas, a congressman from Kansas, who may, you know, be playing the security card and say, you're not being careful enough about security. Is that true?
Sure, and that's one of the reasons why we're trying to educate people about the process. We're trying to get them engaged in the process so that they understand that. You know, when you're doing the level of trade that we're doing with Canada, it affects everybody in the United States.
Sure, sure, sure.
Either directly or indirectly.
Sure.
But it affects every one of us. And that's one of the messages we need to get out to people in places like Kansas.
Well,
or, in fact, in Albany, New York.
Right. Bill Owens, we love talking to you. And when we come back the next time, I'm going to give you a hint as to what we're going to talk about. The initials are NK. Okay?
Got it.